This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says Tehran will take what he calls the next step in increasing its uranium enrichment this weekend. U.S. President Donald Trump took the United States out of the Iran nuclear agreement more than a year ago. Rouhani suggests that gives his country a nuclear-free hand. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
President Hassan Rouhani has warned European partners in its faltering nuclear deal that the Islamic nation would increase its enrichment of uranium to any amount that we want, putting pressure on them to offer a way round intense US sanctions targeting the country. Authorities on Monday had acknowledged Iran has broken through a limit placed on its stockpile of low-enriched uranium. An increasing stockpile and higher enrichment closes the estimated one-year window Iran would need to produce enough material for a nuclear bomb. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An airstrike on a migrant detention center near the Libyan capital of Tripoli has taken dozens of lives. United Nations Refugee Agency spokesman Charlie Yaxley says there are fears that additional deaths will be announced.
Well, we're horrified at the news today that at least 40 people have lost their life in an airstrike last night that hit a detention centre in Tijoura. A rescue operation is currently underway, and we know that many more are injured and that the death toll may rise even higher.
Yaxley also said this bloodshed could have been avoided.
This is a tragedy that was very much preventable. Just where a couple of months ago, we urgent evacuation of people from this specific detention center after a similar airstrike injured two of the people inside.
Fighting for control of Tripoli between Libya's internationally recognized government and the Libyan National Army has continued for months. This is VOA News. The United States is set to celebrate its birth